time for What's Trending with Coach K.
Coach K, you got a redemption story? Is there one that sticks out for you in any sport?
Yeah, there are a few, Jimmy. I mean, I can't, at the top of my head, I can't think of one. You put me on the spot.
Well,
but
is our topic for today?
I know it is. Yeah. I'll come back to you. Well, I was opening you up to the listeners. Really, I wanted them to have their say. More so.
Okay. There's not only two, you know, like we.
Yeah. What about yourself? What do you got?
Oh, I like the Wendell Saylor one. Put his hand up, said, "Yep, did the wrong thing." Came back and was very good for the St. George Illawarra Dragons.
Yeah.
Back at the very end of his career.
Well, he won a comp with them, didn't he?
No.
2010, they won a comp. He wasn't in that team.
Yeah, but he wasn't in that team.
No.
He came back in 08-09, I think, and then they won. But he was a big part of Jamie Soward. They used to room together. Wayne Bennett put them in the room together because Dell, never short of confidence, Jamie Soward had to find confidence, and he did, and Dell was a big part of that.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's been some NRL players. Again, Wendell, yeah, that's a great redemption story. What about the, well, if you can remember back in the day at the Raiders with Josh Dugan and Blake Ferguson on the rooftop.
Yes.
They moved on. They did some really good things after that.
Yes.
Try scorers. People weren't sure about it. If, you know, Ami and Aaron, whether they should sign him, and they end up doing some great things on the footy field.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good redemption story.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Yeah. I'll think of other ones from other sports as we go along.
Right,
the show.
Just sprinkle them in through
just
the
sprinkle
show.
Them in.
Nice.
That's
nice
all you got to do.
Yep.
How's this, though, Jimmy? I know you don't like talking about Ben Simmons, but I've found some really good audio.
Right.
And this is from the Sixers president, Daryl Morey.
Okay, all right, let's hear it, Daryl.
You're going to think I'm kidding. I'm not. This could be 4 years. The conditions that I'm pointing out to you don't change. Unless Ben Simmons is traded for a difference maker, we're in the prime of Joel's career. We have to get back either Ben Simmons playing well for us, who helps us win the championship, or we have to get back a difference maker for Ben Simmons. Or this could be 4 years from now, and we're still like, hey, we took the best shot at it we could.
What's the name of his management company?
For Clutch.
Clutch. That's, yeah. That's him telling Clutch, we're prepared to wait it out.
Yeah, and it's never going to work out well. 4 years, Jimmy. 4 years.
He has absolutely no intention of letting this drag on for 4 years, but he can't tell Clutch that.
No. Well, the reality is Ben's too good just to off you go, Ben. Do whatever you want.
No, they're paying him too much. He's not too good. They're paying him too much, and they need a return on their investment. So they've given him a max contract. They can't just go, oh, we'll see you later, mate, and still pay out all this money and not get something back in return. So what he's saying is that, no, we'll wait it out. And really he's saying, get out there. We need you out the door, but we need to get compensated appropriately.
See, someone like Ben, right, for the amount of money they're paying him, you would need a Damian Lillard-type player.
Right.
Luka Doncic-type player.
And that's what, they've got attractions there, right? Joel Embiid, they're a good side. Philadelphia, they add another one of these players, they could become a championship side.
They could be, but if you're not going to get a star player, well, then you've got to get four or five decent players. On top of that, you need some number one draft picks as well. When I say number one draft picks, at least two or three top tens for the amount that Ben's on. So it is intriguing. It is very, very intriguing. In more basketball news, though, China's wiped the Celtics from its TV service without explanation following a damning tweet from Boston player Enes Kanter. So he slammed Chinese President Xi Jinping as a brutal dictator and declared that Tibet belongs to the Tibetan people. So they've completely said, no, we don't want any Boston games.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
That is a real...
And he's been...
The general manager of basketball now having a very serious conversation with that player.
And he's been quite outspoken in the past, Enes Kanter.
Right. Who was the... There was a administrator a year ago, or might have been 2 years ago, who said something, and then the whole NBA got shut down.
Due to the protests.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anyway, it's big news. And Harry Suter's birthday as well, the Socceroo. HB Harry Suter turns 23 today.
Very good. All right, we'll take a break. After the break, we're back. We're chatting with the boys over at SENZ, across the ditch. Mark Stafford and the team. Stick around.